Switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not sure if this is going to make the top of the hour news, the network news, but there's breaking news about a guy that's been in the news a lot, Elon Musk, and it's not good news for Elon Musk. Gentleman Jim Dallas been following the story all afternoon. What's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that Elon Musk is no longer the richest man on planet Earth. He has been passed by CEO Bernard Arnault from is the CEO of a French multinational corporation. He is worth $185.8 billion, and Elon Musk has dropped below $200 million after his purchase of Twitter to $185.7 billion. So no longer is holding the world's richest man title after these latest numbers come out. And I think part of the reason is a lot of people at Tesla stock, believe it or not, has dropped 47% since Musk's purchase of Twitter. And a lot of people there at Tesla believe that he's going to be spending most of his time with Twitter as opposed to Tesla, which is why they are dumping a lot of their investments.
So in other words, the bottom line, though, is Aaron Judge is still a long ways away from being the richest man in the world.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go.
$360 million over 9 seasons. Am I right on that, to stay with the Yankees?
Yep, that's it. Of course, he could probably throw a few million at, maybe some of these casinos here.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Why not? We'll see him in a casino near you very, very soon. Stay where you are. Coming up, a deep dive on the numbers. Jeremy Hughes, Republican strategist at November Inc., will join us. And we'll talk about the wins, the losses of the just completed election cycle. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House gave final approval Thursday to legislation protecting same-sex marriages. California Congresswoman Judy Chu says the Supreme Court's abortion decision made this law necessary.
The Supreme Court's actions this summer have shown us that we cannot take our rights for granted. No one should have to live in fear that a Supreme Court decision could invalidate their marriage in the blink of an eye.
But Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler says this legislation actually disrespects marriage.
This bill only serves to further demonize biblical values by establishing a private right of action against organizations who believe in natural marriage, opening the floodgates for predatory lawsuits against people of faith. The bill's only purpose is to hand the federal government a legal bludgeoning tool to drive people of faith out of the public square and to silence anyone who dissents.
The bill now heads to President Biden for his signature. Russia has released WNBA player Brittany Griner in a one-for-one prisoner swap with the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home.
Announcing Griner's release, President Biden thanked American officials for their hard work. Griner was freed from a Russian prison in exchange for a notorious Russian arms dealer. The president said efforts continue to bring American Paul Whelan home.
And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up.
Whelan has been jailed in Russia since December 2018 on espionage charges that the U.S. government has said are baseless. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 183 points, the Nasdaq rose 123, the S&P advanced 29, oil down to $71.46 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. You get a bonus. You get a bonus. Everyone gets a bonus. That's the thanks for a job well done for all the employees at the Venetian. All 7,000 workers, regardless of seniority or position, received $1,500 bonuses as part of an appreciation award program, a total of $11 million. Venetian officials say the resort has substantially outperformed expectations since Apollo Global Management bought that property from Las Vegas Sands Corporation in February for $6.4 billion. Ahern Rentals has a new owner. United Rentals has completed its $2 billion cash deal to buy the Las Vegas-based construction equipment company. Founded in 1953, Ahern Rentals generated $842 million in sales last year and has 2,100 employees across 106 locations in the U.S. The $11 billion sale of the data center developer Switch is done. The Digital Bridge Corporation and IFM Investors bought all the outstanding shares of the company, which now will take it private and actually off the New York Stock Exchange.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Slow flows right now on Interstate 15 southbound, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. Do look out for a stranded vehicle on the right shoulder of 15 northbound at Blue Diamond. And look out for crashes southbound Rainbow at Tropicana, northbound Christie Lane at Cedar, and westbound Sahara. That's at Durango.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local as we continue our deep dive on what happened this past week, the Georgia runoff. Also, the fact that 4 weeks ago we had an election here in the state. It was deeply disappointing to a lot of people. To other people, they said, well, the glass is half full, and that's a good thing. Interesting. Joining us now, Jeremy Hughes, Republican strategist at November Inc. Jeremy, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you guys were busy for quite a while. Talk a little bit about your role in the midterm elections and how it came out for you guys.
Sure. So, I helped oversee a super PAC that's spent in the governor's race, Better Nevada PAC. Assuming a lot of your listeners probably heard some of our ads on these airwaves. And then also worked for April Becker and did some state ledge work and other things. So, mixed bag out of the election, but I'm a glass half full kind of guy and try to find the positives and things we can build on.
Were there any numbers that you crunched after the election that raised your eyebrow, that made you say,
Yeah, I think there were a lot of numbers, and we don't have the final data in yet. We have the Clark County data, but we're still waiting on the Secretary of State to process everything, I guess, and post it online. But, a couple numbers I thought were interesting. One, Republicans had a 10-point turnout advantage in Clark County. And so I do think we did a good job with turnout. I know that's a discussion going on right now amongst people. And of course you always want to turn out more voters, right? You always want to get higher, but 10 points is about two times, you know, is about twice as large of a gap as we've had in 20 and 2018. So, you know, we did a good job on that end. Then you also look at what Joe Lombardo did with the Hispanic and Asian votes. Both were pretty, you know, on the higher end for Republicans. I think he got like 37% with Hispanic voters. That builds on the numbers Donald Trump got in 2020. And then I think he got 46% with Asian voters. And that's probably the best a statewide candidate has done since Dean Heller won Asian voters in 2012.
Any reason why?
So I thought, well, I think there were, you know, I think a couple of the biggest reason is we actually spent money and time there this time. I could tell you from our PAC's perspective, we did mail and digital and outreach in 7 different languages. And so, you know, we kind of put our money where our mouth was in a pretty substantial way. And so I think you can't expect people to vote for you if you don't ask for their vote. So I think that's a big key.
I know the Republican National Committee has talked a lot about some of the community centers that they have dropped into communities all across the nation, but in particular here in Las Vegas, with regard to Asians, with African Americans, with Hispanics. Was there any evidence that that made a difference?
Yes, I think all of these things play together, right? You know, it's a building process. Each cycle we do more and we get better. And so the work that started, really, you know, in kind of 2020, I think, we've seen grow this cycle. I saw a stat that kind of blew my mind. I looked at the exit polling. You know, I heard you were talking about Georgia. And I think, you know, people thought that, oh, Herschel Walker would do great in the African-American community. Joe Lombardo got a higher percentage of the black vote than Herschel Walker did.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I don't think you can, you know, you have to go out and work for people's votes. And I think we did that in Nevada, and I think there were great things to build on. And I think we as Republicans, yeah, do we want to do better? Absolutely. But we have some stuff to be proud of.
Again, Jeremy Hughes joining us, Republican strategist at November, Inc. We've been told that money played a role in this election here in the state of Nevada. Catherine Cortez Masto outspending Adam Laxalt 3-1. We saw this in other races, in particular the House races. Can you talk a little bit about the money issue and how important or unimportant was it in this particular election cycle?
Yeah, it's extremely important. You know, it's one of the largest determining factors, right? If you have more money, you can target different voters with different messages, different languages. You can, you know, you can really talk to voters and meet them where they're at. The less money you have, the less you're able to do that. So the advantage that Democrats were able to find in House races and in the Senate race from a fundraising perspective really does make a lot of the difference.
Because I remember back, Catherine Cortez Masto or a PAC representing her was out within days of the June 14th primary. I mean, they were defining who Adam Laxalt was. Oh, he's in the pocket of big oil or big pharma, and they kept trying to paint him as this guy that was just out of touch with everything.
Yeah, look, it's a lot easier to be a Democrat in Nevada than it is to be a Republican. There are more Democrats just by registration numbers in Nevada than there are Republicans. Democrats at this point in history, and who knows, it may change, but right now they have just more large and small dollar donors. And so they have more voters and more money, and yet it, you know, they don't win everything. And so to me, that shows the, hey, we as Republicans do things right. We fix a few things. You know, we'll start, you know, coming out on the winning end a lot more often than we do now.
I'm just curious when it comes to the money factor. We have been told that from a financial standpoint, PACs get a different price than candidates. And that instead of supporting PACs, that maybe people ought to be supporting candidates instead because they get more bang for the buck. What's the deal there?
Yeah, look, if you're going to give your $5, $10, $25, $100 somewhere, give it to a candidate. You know, a candidate can buy television ads three times cheaper than a PAC can. Obviously, if you can give up to the legal limit, which is like $2,900 now, I think. That's your legal limit per election for a candidate. If you're wanting to give more than that, then the PAC makes sense. But I would also say, there are a lot of people that think, oh, we just start a PAC and people will just give us money and that'll solve our problem. You know, also just vetting people, talking through, making sure they have a plan, making sure they've done it before. You can't just throw your money away. So, but yes, a candidate is always the best bet for where you're giving your money.
What kind of governor will Joe Lombardo be? He has no experience as a government executive other than being a sheriff. And I guess my question is, will he be able to do deal making trade with Democrats who control the legislature?
Well, look, I think a lot of that's going to come down to the Democrats. And look, Joe Lombardo's a guy, if he says something, you can kind of take it to the bank. He's not going to, he's not a wishy-washy politician. He's just, it was the sheriff, and now, he thankfully is our governor. And so, it'll be interesting. I don't think Democrats have new leadership in the assembly, and, Senator Canizaro is back as the leader. And so, I think it'll be a very interesting session.
What should our expectations be? The fact that nothing really has changed on the legislative side. We do have a new Republican governor, but will he be able to get things done? How much should we expect from this new administration?
I think it takes time to get footing as a new administration. What's interesting is I think Joe Lombardo will have the shortest transition period possible because the election was on the last day possible and he's getting sworn in on one of the earlier days. So he's going to have a very short transition. And so I would say, just give it time, give him a chance. And I think you're going to see, I think people, when they judge the totality of his 4 years here, when he's running for re-election, I think you're going to be pretty happy with what you get.
I want to ask you about one candidate in particular who was so impressive to me and to a lot of other people, and that's April Becker. Can you talk a little bit about working with her and how did she lose?
Yeah, I love April Becker. They're just a phenomenal candidate. I think we saw around the country House races – we're a little more nationally tied and went less. It was more national trends there. Back to the money piece, the biggest factor going against her was Susie Lee was able to outraise her 3-1. April put together, basically matched Susie dollar for dollar on Nevada money. We invested pretty heavily in small dollar donations and got a fair return there, but Republican small dollar donors weren't giving as much this cycle, and then nationally just the large dollar, Nancy Pelosi and her the money machine, they all kind of pointed their checkbooks towards Susie and helped her raise over $6 million. And so again, when candidates can get cheaper rates, she had more purchasing power.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, I think just the voters of the district didn't get to see how great of a candidate April Becker was. I've looked through the numbers. April ran ahead of Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo in CD3. She was the lead, she kind of led the way. It just wasn't enough. The district's a little more, it's Democrat, and in a kind of a toss-up year, it's going to lean that way.
I want to ask you about one group that I talked until I was red in the face, talking with candidates and with consultants and surrogates about independent voters, unaffiliated voters, and they are one of the largest groups out there. And I'm curious, We assumed that they would break for Republicans, but they didn't, did they?
No, I think you saw it depends on the race. You know, I think when we get the final data, we will see that more registered Republicans voted in this election than registered Democrats. It'll either be Republicans by a hair or it'll be pretty close to tied. And so these races were decided by independent voters. And, you know, I think exit polls say Joe Lombardo won won nonpartisans by 3 points. And so, you know, at our PAC, we had a pretty robust strategy. We did modeling and we knew who we were talking to and we hit them with certain messages and we were, you know, because we were able to raise the money we needed, we were able to target those people. And so that was pretty key to our strategy. But I think, look, moving forward, it's of course, you know, we need our base turning out and we assume Democrats are going to vote for Democrats, but swing voters are the key. And there are enough swing voters for Republicans to win Nevada. There are some districts where there just aren't enough swing voters because the Democrats gerrymandering the lines. But it is definitely the key group that smart candidates need to look to.
Final couple of minutes. I want to ask you about when the preparation for 2024 begins, or has it already begun?
I mean, it's already begun. You know, as we look through, you know, I look through data, and I'm always trying to find, you know, where did something work? Where didn't it work? You know, I've had candidates call me already interested in running. So conversations are underway. Never can start too early.
What kind of candidate will Jackie Rosen be? How challenging will that race be?
Look, having run a race against Jackie Rosen, I can tell you she is a tough candidate. She will raise the money necessary to put together a legitimate campaign. I say this as a compliment. She is bland. You know, there's that is a compliment. She is a generic Democrat. She keeps her nose kind of out of thorny issues nationally, doesn't make news, doesn't make headway. So she will be a tough out, but I'm sure we will have a good candidate. Nevada is trending more Republican. It's slowly getting there, but we're getting there. And so it'll be a fun race.
Do you have a feel? Have you kept your ear to the ground as to who might challenge Jackie Rosen?
Of course, I've heard of some people interested. I think that, you know, the biggest thing they should know is it won't be easy and it won't be fun. And I think anybody that, you know, has done this at a high level can attest to those two things. It is not, putting your life out there and opening up your, you know, yourself to attacks and $100 million in negative ads. That's not fun. And so it takes somebody with a real stiff spine and backbone knowing they're getting into a 50-50 proposition at best.
Yeah. Will April Becker be back in the arena again?
We have not heard the last of April Becker.
I think that's great. Might she be one that would run against Jackie Rosen?
You know, it's tough. I wouldn't want to speculate, but I'm sure there are a few people in the state that could muster an effort to really give Jackie a race, and I know she's one of them. But I think there are, you know, I said this to somebody the other day, and this will end up being true about this Senate race coming up as well. I'm not sure that there is another person in Nevada that could have put together the team, the money, with the profile and the effort to win that governor's race than Joe Lombardo. I'm not sure there's another person. He was the only challenger in the country for either party to win statewide to beat an incumbent. The only challenger. And he was the first Republican to beat an incumbent Democrat governor in 8 years. And so it took somebody special to beat, you know, to put that together. And luckily, Joe Lombardo was the guy. And I'm not sure there was a second person in the state that could have done it. So it'll take someone very similar to beat Jackie Rosen, I think.
Jeremy, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for your expertise. Get some rest. 2024 is going to be on top of us before you know it. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great holiday period. And I know we'll talk a lot probably in 2023 about what lies ahead. Thanks so much, man.
You too. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks.
There you go. Jeremy Hughes, Republican strategist for November Inc. And they were very active in the last election cycle. I imagine they're going to be very busy with 2024, which is going to be on top of us before you know it.